Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back, Peter.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Kieran. Thank you. Good to be back.
Today we saw the company announce the formation of a joint venture with an institutional investor-led consortium who will inject £33.6 million into the joint venture, requiring no funding from MED to develop gas peaker plants with a combined generation out approximately 50 megawatts. MED has also reprofiled its existing loan facilities with an institutional lender group. Key terms of the JV include the institutional investor holding 74.9% of the JV, MED having joint control, the JV board, and a five-year management services agreement for MED to manage the sites. The JV deal is expected to be completed by mid-June 2023. The company has also secured a second advance under the terms of the development loan for £100,000 for ongoing project development costs. Sounds like a fantastic deal for the company, Peter.
Yes, thank you, Phil. That's a good summary. It's been very long in the making. You know, I think deals like this, especially considering the quantum, does take time to come to fruition. But we're very excited and pleased with the fact that we've managed to sign a heads of terms with our institutional investor. And, you know, it just shows the trust in MED to get this done. We are busy with the definitive joint venture agreement process and to conclude the outstanding confirmatory due diligence items on their side, which we expect all to be completed during June to get all of this sorted. So I think this is going to be a significant step forward, going to provide a very solid foundation for MED to, you know, prove that we can do this. It's going to provide a significant cash injection into MED, which will allow us to bolster our own portfolio outside of the joint venture, and it will also provide us with a significant recurring income stream.
Yeah, Peter, it's an absolute game changer. I think you're playing it down slightly because, I mean, ultimately this amount of capital injection into a company that, you know, before this had market capitalization of £2-3 million, to have an injection of £33 million is phenomenal business and leaves you in a way to produce income for MED without really causing anybody any problems, including the shareholders. So you're going to be in a situation, yes, you're only going to get 25% plus of the pie, but you are set up now that you can actually execute, which has been the frustration, I think, that I've had with you, and we've had discussions about that. So tell us a bit more about how you're feeling and where you think this is going to take MED.
Yes, absolutely, Kieran. That's a very good point. I think one of the key points for us in this entire deal was that it should not result in any dilution for existing shareholders. I mean, I think that's exactly what we got right in the end, is there's not going to be any dilution for existing shareholders. We're not going to need any further funding in order to, you know, put this piece of the puzzle on the table, which I think, you know, both those points are great wins for MED. And as you say, it will allow us to finally start executing on a more significant scale. You know, I think one of the big challenges, as you said, now for MED up to now was a funding constraint. And, you know, that went part and parcel with inevitable further dilution for existing shareholders. And that was always a big headache for us. So we always knew that we needed an anchor investor at project level in order to take a definitive step forward. And I think we've managed to get that done now. So I agree, this is going to be a game changer for MED.
Yeah, it's like you needed to make a snowball, but you weren't able to make that snowball. But now somebody's given you a big snowball. So now it's rolling that snowball down the hill is the analogy I look at. And that snowball will kick out, I presume, plenty of revenue that's going to make MED cash flow positive going forward. You know, I think 12 months from now, if you have 50 megawatts producing income and you have 25% of that revenue, or sorry, not revenue, but EBITDA, and you have agreements to manage all of these places, you're going to be in an incredibly good position.
Yes. I think that's the end game with regards to the JV is to assist MED to become cash flow positive and to become profitable, you know, which is a definitive next target for us. And I think the JV will play a big role in that. I think over and above that, you know, the cash injection into MED, the 7.7 million cash payout that we'll get from the JV will also allow MED to further bolster its own portfolio outside of the JV. You know, so we've got two very significant pieces to our business model firmly secured now, which we will use as footholds to further grow the business.
Yeah, and you're also in that situation. Yes, unfortunately, with the loan, there's going to be a huge number of warrants coming out. But the reality of the situation there also is you're also going to generate another couple of million pounds from those warrants, probably at least. So that dilution was already in the cake, if you like, by doing it. But at least now it's been solidified, and you know, the warrants are also going to be there to give you more income as well. So yeah, it's not without dilution because of the loan that was already there, but it's all looking very prospective. And to say that you are going to, I mean, at the minute you have a market capitalization of just over £2 million. And you're going to have cash potentially of £7 million. There's a bit of a discrepancy going on there.
Absolutely, definitely. And I mean, that's where the value creation lies and which we will exploit to expedite MED's growth.
Yeah, and would it be MED's position then to pay down the debt? I mean, basically you owe Kibu money and I think that's basically it because the other debt's obviously been rescheduled. But would it be your foresight then to pay that money down when you get the money?
Yes, so MED's only debt obligations is with regards to the reprofiled loan facility that we've announced this morning, and that's about 700,000. So with regards to that, and one of the reasons why we've reprofiled those loans is to allow us runway to get it settled. The initial terms at repayment obligations, you know, during this time, everything that's going on at the moment, just indicated that we had to reprofile the loans, comes with a 6-month repayment holiday, so there's no immediate repayment pressure on MED to get that sorted. So that's sitting there, you know, when the JV has been concluded and the cash comes in, you know, we'll look at all the options, but we will most likely use a bit of that cash to get that loan down a bit, and then, you know, proceeds from our JV income stream to then pay it down further. So it is a bit of debt sitting there, but it's not millions. I don't think it's overly cumbersome. I think we'll be able to sort that out fairly quickly in the next 12 months, get that off our books. And then similarly, you know, the Kibo loan, I mean, that's a shell, the equity loan in essence, and there's no immediate payment obligation there, but we'll also, you know, get that loan sorted in due course.
Yeah. So presumably the tranches that come in, I think there's one at like 3.7 and then there's a second tranche of 4 million. Presumably you're going to use those funds to further the other projects that are outside of the JV, namely the Bordersley, the Rochdale, etc. Do you want to tell us more how they will kind of benefit from this investment?
Yes, you're 100% right, Phil. So that's exactly the plan. So we'll use the bulk of the cash out of the JV deal to further develop our own sites, you know, with regards to CapEx funding, which is, you know, as we all know, that's been the main constraint up to now. The projects are fairly capital intensive. It's long-term capital intensive projects. And if we were to raise that at PLC, existing shareholder level, that would have come with quite severe dilution. So the cash coming out of the JV deal will allow us to further develop our existing projects and acquire new projects as well. So we'll have the two portfolios, our own portfolio, which continue to grow. And the funds out of the JV deal will help with that. And we'll have the JV portfolio, which is going to be fully funded by the JV investor. And the initial portfolio within the JV will be 6 projects, but I mean, there's always scope for more that will most likely grow to more as well.
Sorry. So the JV, all the projects that are currently in MED are going to be part of that joint venture?
No, Kevin. So we are looking at all options at the moment, and we have the choice to put any projects into the JV, either from our existing portfolio of projects or via new acquisitions. So we are carefully assessing that at the moment, and that is part of the definitive JVA negotiations at the moment, to mutually agree with the JV investor which projects need to go into the JV. So we've got the choice of using some of our existing projects in order to you know, the main benefit of that would be that it will further alleviate our own funding obligation towards those projects, because the moment any project goes into the JV, it's automatically fully funded. Or we can do new acquisitions, which we've already started looking at. We've already identified sites that we can acquire and fund into the JV.
Very good. So, but it is quite likely that some of the projects will be ones you already have.
Yes, I think the likelihood is there, Kevin. And I think the main reason is, as I said just now, you know, these projects are fairly capital intensive. You know, we're looking at roughly £1 million per megawatt of capex to get a project into production. So looking at our current portfolio of 30 megawatts, of which about 20 is still to be constructed, that's £20 million of capex required to get our existing portfolio into production. You know, so it would just make sense to split that up and say, okay, a portion of that we'll keep for ourselves and develop ourselves. And then obviously we'll have to put that funding on the table, and a portion of that will form into the JV, and then it'll become fully funded and we'll get a 25% free stake in that.
Very good. Well, it's the start of the rest of Mast's life, I think, today. So let's hope you can get this joint venture over the line as soon as possible. And I think after this, you then have a snowball rolling down the hill, and hopefully that you know, you're going to build up some momentum, and the share price should start to reflect the true value of what you hold, I think.
Absolutely, I agree with that, Kevin. And again, I mean, this has been a long time coming. I think since the IPO, you know, we've worked toward this. So we always knew that we needed to get here. And I think at long last, we are now at this point where we can take a definitive step forward. And I really think this is going to be a watershed moment for MED.
Great. Good luck.
Concluding the definitive JV agreement and coming back on in the future. So we'll say thank Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for your time.
Good. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kevin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.